Okay, today we're doing Daf Mem Amud Aleph in Maseches Kiddushin. We are up to Gibore Koach Osei Dvaro, right at the fourth line on the page. The Gemara is going to tell us stories of Amorayim who had a major nisayon of an Avera, and b'mesiris nefesh, they were saved from these Averos. So the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Gibori koach osei dvaro l'shmo ha-bekol dvaro. So Gemara explains, what are the giborim that with great strength they did the Dvar Hashem? So it tells a story, kigon Rabbi Tzadok v'chaverav, like Rabbi Tzadok and his chevra, that they had this koach to overcome their yetzer hara. What happened? Rabbi Tzadok tavatei ha'imet matronisa. Rabbi Tzadok was propositioned by a certain noble woman who wanted to do an Avera with him. Amar Allah, Rabbi Tzadok said to her, Chalash lili ba'i v'lo matzina. I have a weak heart, I'm not able to do the Avera right now. Ika midi lemechal, maybe you have something I could eat to strengthen my heart. Amar Allah, she said, Ika davar tame, I have something but it's not kosher. Amar Allah, mainav kamina, what difference does it make if it's kosher or not? So, da'avid ha achul ha, someone who does this kind of avera doesn't care whether the food he's eating is kosher or not, it isn't kosher. Shagras tanura, she lit the fire in the oven, kamanchalei, and she put the food, the non-kosher food, in the oven to roast it. Salik v'yasa gabei, Rabbi Tzadok went in and sat in the oven as the fire was burning in the oven. Amrolei, my high, she's like, what are you doing? Amar Allah, Rabbi Tzadok said to her, "Da avid ha nafil baha." Someone who's willing to do this avera deserves to be thrown into this fire because he belongs in Gehenim. Amar Lei, she said, "Iyadi kulei hai." If I would have known that it's such a big deal to commit arayos and zinus, lo tziarticha, I wouldn't have bothered you in the first place. My apologies. Sorry, didn't realize it was such a big deal. Now the Gemara tells us another story about an amora who ran away from an avera with mesiris nefesh. Rav Kana have a kamazmin dikulei. Rav Kana was selling baskets that women would keep their weaving and sewing utensils in. So he was dealing. You know, he had a job that dealt with selling things to women. Tavati matronisa, and a certain woman came on to him. She started propositioning him, and he couldn't get away from her. Amar Allah, Rav Kana said, Ezel ikashit nafshai. Let me go and at least shower and make myself smell nice or whatever before we commit this avera. Salik v'kanafel migra la'aras. So he went up to the roof and he jumped off. So asa Elio kable, but Elio Navi came and caught him, and so that he didn't die from landing. Amar Leis Eliyahu said to Rav Kana, Atracht an Abra Mea Parsi. You know how far away I was? I was 400 parsels away. I had to schlep all the way here to come and catch you, like the Flash. Amar Lei, so Rav Kana said, Mi garam li, lav aniyusa. Rav Kana said, what caused me to have to come to this Nisayun? Isn't it the fact that I live in poverty, and that's why I had to sell these baskets for a living just to make ends meet? So Yav Lei, Shifa Dinri. So Leo and Avi said, you're right, and he gave him a bag full of money. So he wouldn't have to live in poverty and sell things to women anymore. I imagine you have a question. There are probably lots of questions that you could... Okay, go ahead. Oh, okay. That's a good question. I don't know. Okay, I'm sure there are more questions also. We are recording. No, this is not licensed for you to just ask away. We'll ask afterwards. Okay, so the Gemara quotes, previously on Dav Lama Tes, the Gemara brought a Mishnah that counts the things that a person benefits from in this world and will still benefit from in the next world. So the Gemara is going to explain where we know these things from. Rami Le Rava of Nachman. Rava asked the following contradiction question to Rav Nachman. Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, Eldvar Mishad Mosa, Osan Vachel Perosan Bal Mazeh, these are the things that a person does and he will enjoy the benefits it's from in this world that Karen Kam Salam Abba, and you will still benefit from them in the next world. You should know that by heart, so I don't need to explain. But now the Gemara says, let's go through one by one. With Kibra Ve'aim, you benefit from in this world and the next world. How do I know that? Because Ksiv, the Pasuk says, the man Yarichun Yamecha. Uleman yitavlach. So we explain leman yarichun yomecha means in olam haba. Leman yitavlach means even in olam hazeh. Begmilz chasadim. How do I know it's true about gmilz chasadim? Ksiv, the pasuk says, revdof tzedakah v'chesed. One who chases after tzedakah and chesed, yimtza chayim tzedakah v'chavod. We'll find chayim, that's olam haba, and tzedakah v'chavod, that's olam hazeh. Ubava shalom, bringing peace to other people. Ksiv, Bakei Shalom V'Radfehu. The pasuk says you should seek peace and chase it. Vam Rabbi Avo Asya Radifa Radifa. We make a gzeres shava of Radifa Radifa. Ksiv Acha talks about by making peace. It says Bakei Shalom V'Radfehu. Uksiv Hasam and by Chesed it says Rodef Tzedaka V'Chesed. So you see the term Rodef by both. So if by Chesed you get reward in this world and the next. By bringing shalom to people, you also get reward in this world and the next. And by Talmud Torah, how do I know Talmud Torah is also on the list? Ksiv ki hu chayecha v'orech yamecha. It says that it's both chayecha and orech yamecha. Chayecha means olam hazeh, orech yamecha means olam haba. So says Gemara, but b'shiluach hakan nami ksiv. But isn't there another one that should be on the list by shiluach hakan? It also says leman yitav lach v'arachta yamim. So doesn't that imply yitav lach in this world and v'arachta yamim in the next world? So listeni nami ha. Why doesn't the Tana mention shiluach hakan on the list? Answers the Gemara. You should be familiar with this phrase, Tana v'shir. What does that mean? Yeah, we left some things off the list. So Tani Tana Elu Dvarim, Atama Tana Vashir. Wait a second. The Tana said Elu Dvarim. And you're gonna say Tana Vashir? How can you say Tana Vashir when it said Elu Dvarim? In fact, that's what the Rishonim say when we talk about Mitzvah Shazman Grama, Mitzvah Shenazman Grama, the Bryce on the bottom Lam Gimelam base that said Ezohi Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama, and it listed five of them. So the Rishonim point out, we know it's not an exhaustive list, because it said Ezohi. It didn't say Elu. Elu implies that this is an exhaustive list, that this is everything. So how can you say Tana V'Shir? It says Elu Dvarim. How can you say Tana V'Shir? Amar Rava, Ravidi Azruli. Rava said, you know, Ravidi explained it to me. Imru tzadik kitov kifri malaleyem yochelu. That it's v'chiyesh. So the pasuk refers to a tzadik that's tov. V'chiyesh tzadik tov, v'yesh tzadik she'eno tov. Is there such a thing as a tzadik? Is there a good tzadik and a not good tzadik? Isn't it by definition that if you're a tzadik, you are tov? Ella tov l'shamayim v'labrios zeu tzadik tov. Someone who's good to Shemayim and to other people, who's good to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to other people, that's what we call a tzaddik tov. And he's going to enjoy benefit in this world as well. Tov l'shamayim v'ra l'brios, ze tzaddik she'eno tov. Someone's good to God, but not good to other people, so that's a tzaddik she'eno tov. Meaning it's ki'ilu, he's a tzaddik, because he acts like with tzidkus to Hashem, but he's eino tov. So that's what he's explaining, that we're listing in the Mishnah people who do good with other people, meaning all the mitzvos in the Mishnah relate to things that are ben adam l'chavero as well. But there's no good for the brios, not just ben adam l'chavero, but relate to other creatures here on earth. There's no good to the brios in good to other people. There's no good to the brios in shiluach hakein. It's only good to the bird, I guess. Kiyotze b'davar atomer. Similarly, we say oy l'rasha ra. Kigumul yadav yasalol. Pasuk says, "Woe unto the evil Russia." V'chiyesh Russia ra, v'yesh sheina ra. Is there such a thing as a bad Russia and a not bad Russia? El ra l'shemayim v'ra l'brios hu Russia ra. Ra l'shemayim v'ena ra l'brios zeu Russia sheina ra. What's an evil Russia? Someone who's bad to God and to other people. What's a Russia that's not so evil? He's only bad to God, but he's not bad to other people. I forgot to do main points over here. The first main point is two stories about Amorayim being Moser Nefesh, not to commit Arayos. And main point number two, Shiluach HaKein is not listed with the things you benefit from in this world and the next, because it has nothing to do with the brios. It only has to do with Hashem. It has nothing to do with other brios. Good. Now the Gemara brings another brisa that explains the psukim that we quoted. Hazuchus yesh la keren v'yesh la peros. Because of various good deeds, a person gets schar for the mitzvah and he enjoys the fruits of that schar. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, imru tzadik ki tov. Aveira yesh la keren v'ein la peros. And aveira, you get punished for the sin, but it doesn't. You don't get punished more than your sin. It doesn't have extra peros that it produces. Meaning, it's one of the great things Hashem does for us, that when we do a mitzvah, the mitzvah sort of expands beyond the mitzvah. We get rewarded even beyond the mitzvah. But an aveira is not that way. Shenemar oy l'rosh ha'ra. Pasuk says, oy l'rosh ha'ra. Pasuk continues, ki gemul yadav yaseh lo, that he'll get paid back for exactly what he did. What do I do with the pasuk that talks about a rasha getting paid me pre darkum, from the fruits? I thought there are no fruits beyond the avera itself. Avera sha'osa peros, yesh la peros. Now, if the avera has an impact beyond the avera you did, like, for example, you did a chilul Hashem b'farhesia publicly, where it has an ongoing impact that everybody now thinks negatively about God and about service of God, so that's then the punishment will have peros as well. But if Hashem la peros, you ate a cheeseburger, so that's it. You just ate the cheeseburger, so that you're going to get punished for the avera. Ein la peros, the punishment is not going to be anything beyond just the avera itself. Whereas a mitzvah, even if you did it privately, the reward is going to go beyond. The reward is going to be even greater. Now, the Gemara had said on the last time, on Lamed Tes and Beis, that if you have a bad thought, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not treat that like an action, and he will not punish you for that. So the Gemara is going to explain that there's a difference between bad thoughts and good thoughts. This is another great kindness Hashem does for us. Machshava tova mitzarfa l'maisa. When you have a good thought, Hashem counts it as if you did it. Shenemar oz nidbru yirei Hashem ishel re'ehu, v'yakshev Hashem v'yishma, v'yikasev sefer zikaron lefanav l'yirei Hashem l'chosh v'yishmo. So the Gemara darshens the pasuk. Mai l'chosh v'yishmo. What are we referring to when we say chosh v'yishmo? Even if a person only thought about doing a mitzvah, but something came up and he couldn't, that was out of his control and he couldn't do it, the Torah treats it as if he did it. But a bad thought, Hashem does not make it as if you did it. When it comes to sins, if it's only in your heart, lo yishma Hashem. What does that mean? Hashem's not hearing that because it was only in your heart. Ve'alamani mekayim. So what do I do with the pasuk that says, "Hinni maybe alam azeh ra'a pri machshavosam," that I'm going to bring evil upon them because it is the fruits of their machshavosam, their thoughts. So it says, "Machshava sha'osa pri hakadosh baruch hu mitzarf l'maisa." When you have an evil thought and you plot to do bad, and then you do it, Hashem punishes you for the thought also. Not just for the action. But if you only had the thought and you never actually did it, so then Hashem does not punish you for the thought. But then what do I do with the pasuk leman tfos as beis Yisrael belibam? Sounds like just having here hurim of avera, Hashem punishes you. Amr Vacha Bar Yaakov, Hahu, that pasuk talks about having punishment for averos, is b'avod z'chavim, that's by avod zara. Damar mar, chamur avod z'chavim, sh'kalakovar ba kamod b'chol ha-Torah kula. That if someone denies avod zara, it's like he's admitting to kal ha-Torah kula. So machshavos of avod zara are really bad. Ula Amar, Ula says differently, kid Rav Huna, similar to what Rav Huna taught. Amar Rav Huna, kivan shavar adam avera v'shana ba hutrelo. Once a person does an avera twice, it becomes mutter to him. This should sound familiar to you. Hutrelo salgadaiduch. You think it becomes mutter to him? Elenasis lo keheter. No, he thinks of it like it's mutter. So if a person thinks of doing an avera, even if he ends up not doing it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts that machshava as if it was the avera, because the fact that he didn't do it is not l'shem shemayim. It's just that he didn't have a chance to do it. So it's already becoming mutter in his brain. It's already becoming like it's mutter in his brain. So two things where Hashem, where mitzvos have greater strength than averos. The reward of a mitzvah goes beyond the mitzvah itself, whereas the punishment for an avera is just limited to the avera. And B, the machshava for a mitzvah, one gets rewarded for, and as opposed to an avera. So again, 2 points, you can write it down, really, no extra charge. 2 points where a mitzvah is more powerful than an avera. A, the reward goes beyond the mitzvah itself. And B, machshava, you get rewarded even for machshava and not just for the action. by a mitzvah. Once the Gemara had said that an Avera can sometimes make peros, and what's an Avera that makes peros? That's a Chilul Hashem. So the Gemara is going to bring some stuff about how terrible Chilul Hashem is. Better for a person to do an Avera privately rather than publicly do a Chilul Hashem. Shenemar, Vatem Beis Yisrael Ko Amar Hashem, House of Israel, so says God, Ishki Lulav Luchu Avodu, everyone goes and does their Avodah Zarah V'acher, Me'incham Shomim Elai, V'Hashem Kachi Lo Techalulu. Better for you to do your Avodah Zarah privately and not to be Mechal Hashem Shemayim. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. Amar Rabbi Elai Azaki, Nimro Adam Shiitzur Meskaber Lov, if a person sees that his Yetzer Hara is overpowering him, Yelech L'makom Shein Makirin Oso. Go to somewhere that no one knows you, V'yal B'shchorim, Yiskasa Shchorim, get dressed up in black, Yasek Moshe Libo Chafetz, and do whatever it is that you want to do, but better do that than Val Yichal Hashem Shemayim Frasya, rather than publicly disgracing the name of God. Eini, is this really so? Va'atanya, didn't we learn in Brisa, Kol Shalo Chasal Kavod Kono, Ro'i Lo Shalo Bal Yolam, someone who's not concerned about the Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, better for him not to have been created at all. So how can we say that this guy is better off doing the Avera privately? What about the honor of God? So Mahi, what's called a person who's not Chas al kvod kono, doesn't care about the honor of God. Rabbi Mazam istakel bakeshes. Rabbi says it's referring to someone who gazes at a rainbow. Rav Yosef Amazel over Avera b'seiser. Rav Yosef says that's a reference to someone who does an Avera privately. So what's the kasha? We said before, better to do an Avera privately. And if you can't control yourself, go somewhere private and do the Avera. And yet over here we're saying that someone who does an Avera privately, it's better that he not be brought into the world in the first place. So it says Malo Kasha, it's not a stira. Hada Matzikayef Liyitzrei, Vahada Lo Matzikayef Liyitzrei. One is talking about where he's able to overcome the Yetzirah, the other one is where he's not able to overcome the Yetzirah. Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah, Ein Makifin B'chol Hashem Echad Shogeg Ve'echad Mezid. So my Ein Makifin. You're not allowed to be Makif on Chol Hashem, whether it's a Shogeg or Mezid. What does it mean, Ein Makifin? You shouldn't sell on credit and collect your chov after some time. You get punished for chil Hashem right away. Ein makivin chil Hashem means you can't do chil Hashem and say, yeah, Hashem, punish me later, so you'll have extra time to do tshuva. When it comes chil Hashem, boom, it's right away. The punishment's immediate. Mar b'rei d'rabana amar, Mar b'rei d'rabana says, when the Bryce says, ein makivin b'chil Hashem, lomar shem ha'yso shkula, Machras. It means to tell you that Chil Hashem will tip the scales. That if your Averos and Mitzvos are even, but you have Chil Hashem on the list of Averos, Chil Hashem will tip the scale against you. So I guess the last main point is, in order to avoid Chil Hashem, it's better for a person to do Averos privately if he can't control himself. In order to avoid Chil Hashem, better for a person to do Averos privately if he can't control himself. And the punishment for Chilul Hashem is immediate. Okay, we will stop there, and God willing, next time we'll do Mem Amud Beis and finish the Perek. We'll start with Tanur Rabbanan next time.